Lesson 1. Section 1. Dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Hello. I want a cab.
Okay. What address is it?
1120 East 32nd Street.
Right. The cab will be there in a few minutes.
Dialogue 2.
What's your job?
I'm an accountant.
Oh. Do you enjoy it?
No, I don't really like it. It's boring.
Dialogue 3.
Where do you come from?
Indonesia.
Oh, which part?
Jakarta.
Really?
Dialogue 4.
Can you speak German?
Yes, I can. I speak it very well.
Where did you learn it?
I lived in Germany when I was a child.
What else can you speak?
Well, I know a little Italian.
Dialogue 5.
I think a businessman should be good looking.
No, I don't agree.
Dialogue 6.
Would you like a drink?
No, thank you. I don't drink.
You sure?
Yes, I'm quite sure. Thank you very much.
What about a soft drink, then?
Oh, all right. A lemonade would be fine.
Dialogue 7.
Thank you very much for the meal.
Not at all. I'm glad you could come.
You must come and have a meal with me sometime.
Yes, that would be nice.
Dialogue 8.
Have you heard about the Prime Minister?
No.
She's gone to China.
Really?
Dialogue 9.
How do you spell interesting?
I-N-T-E-R-E-S-T-I-N-G.
Thank you very much.
Dialogue 10.
Would you mind passing the salt, please?
Certainly.
Section 2. A. Discussion.
Tim talked to Harry about the lecture.
What did you think of the lecture?
I thought it was very interesting.
Did you really?
Yes. Didn't you?
Certainly not. I thought he talked a lot of rubbish.
So you think you know more than he does?
Well, take coal, for instance.
What about it?
Coal won't become important again.
Why not?
It's too dirty. They won't be able to find people to work down coal mines in the future.
They'll invent new kinds of machinery.
Nonsense. The only sort of power they'll use in the future is atomic power.
B. Interview.
A reporter from a local newspaper is interviewing some students on the subject of students and money.
Excuse me, are you a student?
Yes, I am.
Forgive my asking you, but do you have to take a part-time job in the holidays?
Not really. My parents are fairly well off, so I get an allowance from my father.
You're lucky, aren't you?
I suppose so.
What about you? Are your parents wealthy?
No, certainly not.
Do you work during the holidays?
Well, last Christmas I did 2 weeks as a temporary postman. Then in the summer I spent 4 weeks fruit picking. And I do a bit of babysitting, so I manage.
Thank you.
Section 3. Dictation. Dictation 1.
My name's Robert. Full stop. I'm 18 years old. And I'm French. Full stop. I'm not married. Full stop. Sylvia's small and fair. Full stop. She's 17. And she's a student. Full stop.
Dictation 2.
The tall boy with fair hair is 18 years old and he comes from Sweden. Full stop. He works in a record shop. Full stop. The small boy with dark hair is 17, full stop. He's Spanish, comma. But he doesn't live in Spain, full stop. He lives in France, full stop. He works in a hotel, full stop.